Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my jobs on the show is to tell you guys when you're doing it wrong. And a lot of you do this wrong. What do you do wrong? You don't kiss right. You don't know how to give the perfect first kiss. And you're so nervous about that first kiss that it's awkward, that it's not memorable. You get through it and you're like, whew, good, now we can get to the good stuff. But I can't speak for everyone, but for me, the first kiss is huge. It's amazing. The first kiss is such an opportunity to get you get out of jail free cards, honestly, in the relationship. So do it right. We got New Year's coming up, and a lot of you are going to go on a date. You're going to be at a party. You're going to want to use New Year's as that opportunity to do a first kiss. Just don't do it wrong. Now, if you're doing the kiss because you want to get over that barrier and you just want to hook up with somebody and you don't plan on dating this person or having a connection, then don't follow these rules. But if you are kissing somebody because you really want to start a relationship with them and you want them to like you, then listen up. So the first thing, the first rule of any perfect first kiss, well, is brush your teeth, okay? Make sure you don't have food in your teeth and make sure you have breath mint. Okay, that's rule number one. The second rule is to begin by not kissing. Don't jump into the kiss. The lead up to the kiss is huge. The holding, the making eye contact, the brushing up just lightly against their face. That increases the anticipation. It also shows that you're just not in it to get it over with. Because remember, we have to eventually talk about sex for the first time. I know. Yes, we will. Not just now, but we'll have to, because some of you guys do that wrong, too. No foreplay. But it's a foreplay for kissing, all right? With many of us, that mental, emotional involvement is needed. And I wrote this down. It's probably one of my highest trending articles, this and why people grab butts. So don't worry, I'll post this again so you have it. But number two is make the eye contact. Everybody looks at the lips, because the eye contact is too nerve-wracking. It's too close. But for those of us that want to connect with you, look in the eyes. If you're just staring at the lips, it's very mechanical. Lips, everybody has lips. But nobody has the eyes and the window to the soul as you do. So you want to make that person feel that special. And you want them to look into your soul. Now, if your soul is, I just want to get busy, well then, no. But if you really want to connect with them, that's your chance to connect with them. Now, don't have your eyes open during the kiss. Close your eyes during the kiss. Having your eyes open during the kiss, I think is creepy. Right? It's just that, yeah. Well, it's because sometimes I've opened my eyes because I just, you know, I want to make sure it wasn't somebody else. You know, it's like, okay, it's still him kissing me. Okay, good. And then I close my eyes again. But it's just, especially when they're looking at you too. Okay? All right. Make eye contact, even if it's just for a couple seconds. Then you want to slowly introduce the hands. Everybody thinks that with that first kiss, it's just about the lips. There's a lot of body parts involved. doesn't necessarily have to be below the waist body parts, but you may just want to stroke the hair away or gently brush the cheek or hold the chin or touch the neck. The neck has huge erogenous zones that could allow a relaxation to occur when the kiss comes rather than the tensing up. So introduce the hands. Then gently hold the sides of her neck. I think the "I'm just going to lean in and kiss" isn't, but if you connect, and don't make it forced. If she doesn't want to be held or he doesn't want to be held and you don't want to feel, you know, don't lock them in and hold them down. But sometimes a gentle holding, and you know how to touch something gently, just gentle, all right, says, look, this is what we're going to be doing for the next couple seconds. Kind of commit the kiss if you think that's what they want. Then you lean in. And when you lean in, one thing you could do is rest your forehead on hers, or you could slightly brush your nose against hers. Again, still no kiss. Part of the kiss is the facial touching. I know you guys are looking at this going, okay, this is like a 20-minute long kiss. This all happens instantaneously. So you touch, you hold the neck, not like that. Anyway, you hold them, lean in, brush up a little bit, connect. And a lot of times, they are going to jump in to the kiss. Have your lips open slightly. Don't have them, you know, my very first kiss was in kindergarten. And it was a kid named Billy, I think. And his mouth, I just remember, was all wet. And it was like the worst kiss ever. I don't ask. I had three boyfriends in the first grade. I was a real hoochie mama. No, it was kindergarten. Or was it first grade? I don't remember. But I kissed a lot of boys. I know what I'm talking about. All right, have the lips open slightly. A lot of you don't know what to do with the lips. So basically, it's a brushing of the lips at first. Your kiss doesn't have to be tongue. You don't have to be sticking tongue in there. Just a gentle brush of the lips. So it's a brush, press, kiss, repeat. Brush, press, kiss, repeat. Do not stick that tongue in the hands. Do not put the hands on the boobies. We are not touching boobies in the kiss. We're not grabbing the butt. We're not doing anything, you know, only your hands, again, are supposed to be up near the face, which is another reason why I recommend that, because if a woman knows where your hands are, she's not going to panic that you're going to start touching other stuff if she's not ready for that. Now, some of us are, and we're like, you know, then fine, we might move your hand to those areas, but if they know that your hands are up there near the kissing area, which is the main focus, so I got this written down for you guys. I'll send it to you. But the first kiss is amazing. It can be beautiful. And make sure it's all about the kiss and not about sex later that night, which might happen if you do the kiss right. 1-877-DR-KELLY. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our fantasy football pocket guide for beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we are coming into New Year's, and alcohol is a biggie. Alcohol is so big that I am very busy New Year's Day with hangovers, with pancreatitis, with liver injury, with alcohol poisoning, and it's the same thing every single year. And I get it. It is the most exciting evening of the year. I can't wait for New Year's Eve. Champagne, people drinking beer, vodka, rum, everyone's having fun. But we got to talk about alcohol poisoning. Now, alcohol poisoning doesn't have to be a whole bottle that you drink. For some of our bodies, a couple drinks could make us feel poisoned. A couple drinks could intoxicate us. Remember, some of the transportation departments in some of the states wanted to say a woman having at least one drink could be under the influence? For that woman, if her blood alcohol content is high, yeah, one drink could do it. Champagne especially. Champagne seems to go to your head quicker. Some of these alcohols are slower to you know, than others. So, alcohol poisoning is very similar to acute alcohol intoxication. It's alcohol consumed in high quantities and at too fast a pace such that your body can't process it. A healthy human body will break down alcohol at a rate of 1 ounce per hour. So if the average shot glass is 0.6 to 1.5 ounces of alcohol and you do 4 shots in one sitting, math dictates your body will not keep up. Whatever the liver does not metabolize continues to circulate in the body. Now, as a defense mechanism, your gut's going to try to throw it up. That's why people vomit. Because your body's like, get it out of here. We can't take any more alcohol. We can't take any more food. We're slammed right now. Just like Southwest Airlines. So, let's expel the alcohol. Not take any more. We got some backup. That's why vomiting is a red flag of acute alcohol intoxication. Alcohol is also a sedative, so your respiratory rate can drop, often to the point of causing the drinker to become unconscious. So what ends up happening is people pass out. Like, why are we passing out? Well, because you're not breathing well, you're not metabolizing, your body's trying to recoup. So you may have slow respiration. You'll also have impaired brain function, loss of memory, being confused, dilation of vessels. Your vessels dilate because your body is trying to preserve blood flow to the heart and brain. So many people who are alcohol intoxicated look pale and clammy. So how much alcohol is safe to drink? Well, for years, the CDC, nobody wants to say any alcohol is safe. But for the most part, they want men drinking no more than 2 standard drinks a day and women no more than 1. In fact, now they're saying less than 2 standard drinks could be moderate to excessive alcohol use for a man. More than a drink or you know, about a drink a day for a woman is too much. So the science is evolving. Hard to follow the science on this one because you have some scientists saying alcohol is good for you. Drink alcohol to protect your heart. And many are saying, but it causes cancer, it causes liver issues, raises your blood pressure, puts you at risk for diabetes. My issue with alcohol is how much is a drink? I've seen some of your goblets for wine. Looks like a fishbowl. A standard drink is equal to 0.6 ounces of pure alcohol or 14 grams. So that would be 1 12-ounce beer with 5% alcohol content. 8 ounces of liquor, 7% alcohol content. 5 ounces of wine, 12% alcohol content, or 1.5 ounces, or a shot of 80 proof. Having one shot could be enough to make people, you know, remember, women metabolize alcohol differently from men. So they're encouraged to drink less. Now, what about binge drinking? Well, binge drinking had been defined as 4 or more drinks for a woman in one setting, 5 or more drinks for a man, in a 2-hour period. Well, for those of us that watch the Super Bowl, everyone's like, every time they score, let's do a shot. Don't be driving after Super Bowl Sunday. So many people ask, well, what about medications? What medications can I take with alcohol? I can't think of any where a doctor will say you are 1,000% fine drinking alcohol with this medication. We don't really have an official list. Even Tylenol. Tylenol affects the liver, so we definitely don't want you mixing those. The National Institute for Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism does provide a list. NSAIDs could increase GI bleed, so we don't want you on them. There's a lot of medications that could interact with alcohol. So antidepressants, muscle relaxers, sedatives. So there's a list of what not to drink or what not to take with alcohol, but there's not a lot of data on what you can. So how much alcohol is toxic? Well, it could be any amount. Even one drink has been linked to cancer of the throat or GI tract. So we do not have a quote-unquote safe level of alcohol. So what happens with your blood alcohol level? People say, well, if I'm only a 0.06, then I'm good. Well, not entirely. One, it depends on your state laws. Number two is it depends on what happens and how you feel. So interestingly, when we look at blood alcohol content level, let's say you are between 0.02 and 0.03. You might get a little euphoria. You may be a little less shy. You might relax a little. And this is what everybody shoots for. This is what everybody wants. I got to get through my first kiss. I want to ask this person out. I want to enjoy the party. So they want to still have all their functions, but they want to feel good. Well, that's 0.02 to 0.039. That could be a half a drink. That could be a couple sips. 0.04 to 0.059 is where you feel pretty good for a little bit. You relax. You have lower inhibition, sensation of warmth, euphoria. There might be some minor impairment of judgment and memory, and you might lower your caution. Well, to me, that's not good. I don't want my kids in that level. I don't want them to go, you know, I'm good enough to drive. 0.06 to 0.099 is where you start to have impaired balance, speech, vision, reaction time, hearing. You'll have euphoria. You'll have reduced judgment and self-control. You'll have impaired reasoning and memory, which is why you cannot be driving if you're over 0.06. By 0.1 to 0.129, that's when you have significant impairment of motor coordination, loss of judgment, your speech is slurred, like, that's pretty, you're already at 0.1. Balance, peripheral vision, reaction time, hearing can be impaired. Huh? What? 0.16 to 0.199, dysphoria predominates. You'll start getting nauseous. Now you'll look like what people call a sloppy drunk. That's 0.16. By 0.2, you need help walking. You're very mentally confused. You have nausea, you have vomiting, you're about to black out. Over 0.25 is where you can black out. We call it alcohol poisoning. And then 0.4, you could go into a coma, and you could also possibly die. So people ask, well, how do I know where I'm going to be? Well, let's say you're 200 pounds. Okay? One chart I found said if you drink more than two drinks, you could be at the 0.065 by drink three if you weigh 200 pounds. If you're a female weighing 125 pounds, by the second drink, you're can't drive, 0.069. Now, again, these are thumbnails. They're not necessarily the real exact numbers. But if you're 150 pounds, you're going to be unable to drive by two drinks. Now, that is based on men. That's men. In terms of females, after one drink, they're not going to want you to drive. You're already at 0.04 after one drink. You'll be up to 0.08 after two drinks. If you weigh 200 pounds, you might be able to get away with two drinks, but no. You know, they say, well, what about if you're a lightweight? Well, what about the time? So, the hour after your first drink, right? Some people do coffee, cold showers, all of those are myths. It takes a while for your body to metabolize. So some of our lightweighters don't metabolize their alcohol really well. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. We now know the name of the man arrested early this morning in Pennsylvania in connection with the murders of four students last month on the other side of the USA at the University of Idaho. NBC reporter Steve Patterson with late details.
All we know is that name, Brian Christopher Koberger, 28 years old, believed to have some tie, of course, with that university in Moscow, Idaho. Of course, the scene thousands and thousands of miles away from northern Pennsylvania.
Brian Koberger is due at an extradition hearing this afternoon. Former President Trump says the release of 6 years of his tax returns will lead to horrible things for so many people. The House Ways and Means Committee made the documents public today. Wall Street's wrapping up its worst year since 2008 with a sell-off, but not that huge. The Dow's dropped more than 200 points, or 0.75%, during today's trading. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Justice Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we have new rules for travelers coming from China. As we talked about yesterday, multiple countries want to have mandatory testing for those coming from China into the United into their country. And so U.S. is now requiring travelers flying from China to show negative COVID tests or proof of recent recovery. This starts December 5th. Now, I mean, is it too late? Is it, should this have been done earlier? I think what to me the sign is, because some of you have asked, okay, why is this happening now? And why did we have such a big problem when Trump did it? And why are we arguing about Title 42? And now all of a sudden, as COVID seems to wax and wane, well, it's because China is going through a huge, huge outbreak from what we understand right now. And I'm also thinking that people are starting to conclude that this did come from China. It did come from one of their labs, whether it was done on purpose or not. That China might be, not very careful about what they study or what they're tinkering with. And so as people are coming over to the United States, we might have to be a little bit more diligent. But here's the problem with the testing everybody coming from China. One is, are we testing the migrants coming across the border? And if we are that worried about infectious disease, then why aren't we securing our border more? The other thing, too, is we're not really getting a lot of details from China. They say that tens of millions are being infected daily in China. And the death toll is obscured by Beijing's recently narrowed definition of fatalities. But people are able to capture footage of bodies seen in hospitals and crematoria. So, you start to wonder, well, if they haven't really been honest from the beginning, they may not be really honest about what's going on now. So, the U.S. has joined Italy and Japan by imposing these testing requirements. But here's the other problem. These tests don't work. The COVID tests that we're dealing with are very inaccurate. Again, I had a patient yesterday tested positive for COVID. They said they tested the before was negative. Well, luckily, they tested again. Luckily, they knew to test again, but the average person is testing negative. They go, good, done. Not COVID, I'm good. Let's go party. Meanwhile, they do have COVID. And then they're sick, and they spread it. So we're going to be using the same tests that were designed for a three-year-old virus to see if somebody coming in has COVID, just for them to be sick, just for them to get through coming in. That's going to be a mess also to wait for the tests. And then what happens when you have family members where one tests positive, one tests negative? So, I mean, I agree with them trying to be more vigilant, but we should have been vigilant from day one. There's a lot of things we should have done. So we have more and more variants, this XBB, this BAQ.1 and Q1.1, and they're saying they're more infectious. They're saying they're evading prior immunity. We've had studies saying it's a little iffy on whether the new bivalent vaccine that's supposed to have BA4, BA5 protection is doing much on these new sub-variants. So that stinks. Now, whenever we do have something like this, you want all countries on deck, everybody helping each other, everybody being very transparent. Let's all deal with this. Beijing isn't the most cooperative. They're pretty secret sometimes. And that's another question I get asked. Why would Beijing do this to us while their own population is suffering? Well, I don't know. And again, I'm not here to say Beijing or China purposely tinkered with the Wuhan virus. Sometimes just holding it in a lab is enough to cause an issue. But I do think that they are guilty of having poor lab protocols that allowed a leak of this. And some people have theorized that maybe this is a form of population control. I don't want to go on and say that, but there's multiple theories as to why. You would think nobody would want to hurt their own country and hurt their own people. But you have, I've seen enough movies to know that many people may not necessarily be very open about their thoughts. I mean, I know our government is not the most crystal clear and squeaky clean. When we had the Ebola outbreak that killed thousands, I think 11,300, the Ebola outbreak, we had our first patient in the United States, somebody who had visited West Africa but lived in Texas, went to a hospital, he was diagnosed with the flu, went home, came back, and they realized, whoa, he has Ebola. And this was our very first patient in the United States. when the doctor went to find ZMAP to treat the Ebola, we were told in the media that they were out. That we ran out. We ran out. He's case number one. What are you talking? We ran out. How did we run out? He was the first case in America to have Ebola. Well, it's because they stockpiled it, probably. They're saving it for government workers. I don't know. That was odd. So a lot of these things that are, That's why people were panicked about the vaccine. I didn't think the vaccine was designed to kill anybody. I don't look at the vaccine as population control. I look at it as the vaccine to help us deal with this virus. I got the vaccine. I saw the president's got the vaccine. I see that, you know, I'm not, you know, going to go that far. But when somebody does suspect or hesitate, you can't blame them. They're not conspiracy theorists. People have a distrust. There's a lot of things that just don't make sense that have never made sense. It really didn't make sense to kick people out of a restaurant for not being vaccinated when we all know you could still carry and spread the virus. But we did that because it was all about getting vaccinated. It was all about the mandates. It makes no sense to fire people in our military who want to protect this country and put their lives on the line for this country over them not wanting to get a COVID vaccine. None of that made sense. Still doesn't make sense why many people were sick in the fall of 2019 and were told it only came here in 2020. When I had individuals who were negative for flu, looking pretty COVID-like to me, but we didn't know it was COVID. And it doesn't make sense that nobody is saying, with the exception of the Trump administration, that we think this virus got leaked in August of 2019. Here we are almost three and a half years later, and nobody from the possible leak, and nobody has concluded that. So limiting people that are COVID positive coming into the country might look like, okay, you know, we're 3 years too late, but it's something they could do until China seems to be a little bit more transparent about what's going on. And I don't want to take it out on individuals, but basically that's America's way of saying don't come here. Because if you have a family and just one of them tests positive, remember, you could test positive for months sometimes based on these tests, even if you're not having active symptoms. That's telling families, you know what, maybe no, let's not go. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The dead doctors don't lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Southwest Airlines has just given us an update, and they say they are planning for their schedule to, quote-unquote, return to normal tomorrow. Apparently, they are eager to return to a state of normalcy with minimal disruptions. I think they only have 39 flights canceled officially on the FlightAware. I love using FlightAware because it kind of gives you up-to-date information on where flights are and cancellations. But they said, we are encouraged by the progress we've made to realign crew, their schedules, and our fleet. Employees are working around the clock to help customers and crew members. Our crews are showing up in every way throughout this challenge. We're grateful for the heroic efforts. So they have about 2,300 flights canceled as of today, which is about 58% of its operations. It's better than yesterday and the day before, but still it's a lot. And so over the past week, they've canceled over 15,000 flights. That's a lot of individuals. And mind you, some of them might be the same people that were supposed to fly out and fly back. Unfortunately, many of the cancellations happened when they were already on their trip. So Southwest Airlines CEO Bob Jordan had apologized a couple times for the travel nightmare, saying the carrier will look to help customers who suffer from delays, cancellations, and lost baggage. As I've said, there might be some reimbursement even for delayed baggage, might be some reimbursement for your hotel and food. Keep the receipts. For those of us that have an upcoming flight on Southwest and you booked it already, hopefully that price is locked in. For those of you that are thinking, I need to get my flight, and Southwest is usually the carrier I take, you might want to consider getting it before the prices go up, because if Southwest has to make good on all those receipts, there is going to be millions upon millions of dollars they're going to have to shell out in addition to the, I don't know how many millions, maybe billions of dollars that have to be reimbursed over the lost flights. And then on top of that, Pete Buttigieg says they're finally on the case, which I think they could have been on the case before this all happened. And they might, who knows, after their investigation, they might even fine the airline. I hope they don't. We don't need any more cost being transferred to us. But apparently the statement says we are encouraged by the progress they've made. They say we know even our deepest apologies to our customers, to our employees, and to all affected through this disruption only go so far. They set up a page at southwest.com travel disruption for customers to submit refund and reimbursement requests for meals, hotel, alternate transportation, as well as to connect customers at their luggage. A lot of people have not had their underwear. They have not had their, they've not had their medicines. This is some pretty scary stuff. So, under the frequently asked questions, people may ask, and some of you have asked, how do I get my reimbursement for rental car, food, hotel? They said, if you have been impacted by a flight cancellation or a significant flight delay between December 24th and January 2nd, you may submit receipts for consideration via email on southwest.com. We will honor reasonable requests for reimbursement for meals, hotel, alternate transportation. Now, if you decide to take out a Four Seasons presidential suite, I don't think they're going to pay for that. But they might pay for the Motel 6. Can't say for sure. But if you could only get the presidential suite because no other seats were available, who knows? Maybe they will consider it. Where's my checked luggage? All right. They say we recognize many of our customers are currently separated from their belongings, and we're working to resolve the situation as quickly as possible. If you have not received a communication regarding your luggage, please fill out this form to help expedite reuniting you. So then there's a form, and you have to do your reservation, your email, your phone number, your departure airport, the bag manufacturer. If you don't know that, no big deal. It doesn't have the star next to it, but the star for that means it's a necessity to fill out would be your bag type. Was it a briefcase? Was it a military-style bag? Was it a box? Was it a suitcase? And then, of course, the color. And then how do you want your bag delivered? Pick up at airport or do you want it delivered to you? Keep in mind, that's going to cost them a lot of money, too. May extend to our future prices. If you're receiving an error message when you attempt to rebook, what do you do? They say customers can be reaccommodated no charge, provided that travel is completed within 30 days of the originally scheduled itinerary and no changes are made to the originally reserved city pairs. High demand may impact the functionality of the website. So the problem with that is if you were flying to Cleveland and instead you're like, you know what, that's fine. I'm just going to go to Cincinnati and do the drive. Just get me to Cincinnati. That may not cover you. You have to go back to the city where you were going to go. I'm experiencing long hold times when trying to speak to an agent. They say they have high demand. If you are not traveling within the next 72 hours and can wait to call, please do so. So basically they're saying get the hell off the phone. Get off the phone if your flight isn't for another 3 days. I can't find flights with seats available when I attempt to rebook. What do I do? They said with so many different ways to rebook and many customers seeking reaccommodation, flight ability may change throughout the day. Encourage you to keep looking. So it's still a mess. Not very easy, but, you know, I would, you know, many people say, I don't want the credit, I want the refund. I think they have to. If they canceled it, they have to. It's what's going to be a little tricky is how much reimbursement you get. But mind you, you know, some of you, if you had to get a rental car, if you had to, that should get reimbursed. So we'll keep you guys posted on that.
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So officials in Buffalo, New York are facing questions about storm planning and response. As we are hearing that, I think the National Guard and responders are going door to door to see if anybody died. And we're expecting, sadly, the death toll to climb. In Erie County, New York, the death toll is at 37. 25 others died across 11 states as the winter storm hit the country. Many were killed in traffic wrecks or the bitter cold, but some of the deaths were also carbon monoxide poisoning. So now authorities have this grueling, gruesome task where they're looking at cars and sadly finding people dead in their cars or on snowbanks. The hardest hit was Buffalo. There was a six-day driving ban that has been lifted as of today, so grocery stores and other key services have reopened. Many streets are now passable. There's hundreds of pieces of equipment plowed. They hauled snow that day. Hopefully, you know, they were able to bring in people who could work, and thank God for our snowplow drivers and everybody who's working. It's the holidays. While other people get to be home, they have to now be busting their butts trying to find bodies and open things up for people to be able to enjoy their day. God bless them for doing it. But residents are bracing for what could be another winter headache. They're expecting flooding from the snow melt. Rain is forecast. The National Weather Service said basements could be inundated with creeks overflow. Pumps and sandbags are on standby, according to Governor Kathy Hochul. And the county has ample supplies and personnel to face flooding. That's what she says. Temperatures are rising to 50 degrees. So with all that snow and temperatures rising, they're expecting a bunch of water. And it's a common pattern after a storm. So the city is continuing to dig out and open. The main roads are now 100% open. Secondary roads each have at least one lane. And they are expecting, unfortunately, to uncover more storm victims, as you've seen some of the videos. They said there's 1,100 backlogged welfare check, 911 calls. And the stories are just scary. Of course, we need blood. If any of you could donate blood, go to your local Red Cross, go to your local Vitalant, go to your local One Blood, community blood banks, any of your blood centers to donate blood, because any extra supply that your city doesn't need can be shipped over there. Because obviously they're going to be struggling to get back and, you know, get the blood to the get enough blood from people who usually donate. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. PDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.